This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking, well, as we do, we are opening the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you feeling? Your back?
I'm okay. My back is good. I may need an intervention soon between me and my TENS unit.
Oh, well, okay, but that's all right.
Yeah, but I try to be plugged up to that as often as I can, but it's keeping everything pretty supple. I haven't gotten shorter yet. I've been waiting on that to happen. So.
No. Let's avoid that.
Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing week, and thank you for having me on again. I want to remind our anti-gun listeners, Bill and I are more than 6 feet apart, and that's why we're not wearing masks.
Hmm. And if we weren't wearing masks, it's nobody's business.
That, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the typical Democrat, and they're in a bit of a bind. I mean, they're urban rather than rural. They're minority rather than majority, female rather than male, and young versus old. Okay. Think of that group again. We just described the fastest growing demographic of new gun owners.
Right.
In the heart of the Democrat Party, and we're adding millions of them a month.
Now, they're saying it's up to 10 million now.
Yes. Yes. Now, in general, they might have historically supported progressive causes, but Fear and Rage TV, trying to drive their ratings, is selling this demographic a lot of fear to become gun owners. And my gosh, are Democrat cities treating them poorly?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to go, who are the classic Democrat cities when you think about it? Los Angeles.
Every
Oakland.
City in California, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, get off the coast, and there you can find Republican mayors, but I take your point. March up the coast, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland. Go to the other coast and work your way down. Boston, New York, Trenton, Baltimore. Oh, my gosh. For very good reasons.
Yep.
They call themselves, they haven't had a Republican majority in decades, and they deny it. But they're openly racist and sexist when it comes to very fundamental human rights. The political left doesn't want to talk about it, but it's easy to prove. Go to one of those cities and try and become an honest gun owner who gets a license to carry a firearm in public. Wow. Black and Hispanics are routinely denied the right to own a gun by law enforcement. Blacks and Hispanics are falsely rejected by the FBI National Instant Background Check System at a rate that's way disproportionate to whites.
Right.
They're routinely denied the right to carry a firearm in public by law enforcement in those cities. And they're disproportionately stopped on the street by police and searched for weapons. Wow. If the tables were turned, the new media would be calling conservatives racists and running those news stories every day. Welcome to the fold, new gun owners. There are millions of us who, tens of millions. What are we up? We're over 20 million, you think, we're carrying in public?
Have to be. It was 18 million. Probably. I mean, that is probably happening so fast as to how fast it's going to catch up to where we actually have hard data. I have no idea.
Right. Well, it'll take us a year to get hard data. And now what's odd is that you and I can carry, in much of blue America, we have the right to carry, travel between states with a firearm. But in those deep blue cities, being armed is reserved for social elites, celebrities, politicians, judges, and a few, but not all, ex-law enforcement officers.
Wow, and that's largely dependent on where they are, too.
Absolutely. Law enforcement may be honored in many places across the country, but not New Jersey. And I don't think that's fair. It's not the politicians who are living in the high crime area. They're not working in convenience stores late at night. They're not on the street, talking to their neighbors and protecting young women who are out at dusk. The elites live behind locked gates. And looking across the country and looking back decades, we see a pretty consistent pattern. There's been increased gun ownership and a falling rate of violent crime, except in those same Democrat-controlled cities. So, of course, in blue America, in armed America, we see ethnic minorities and women who are getting their carry permits more and more. And here's what I really hope happens. They talk to their friends who are still back in Democratville and say, come on to Free America. The water's fine. The freedom tastes great. Those are really broad statements. I want to back it up before we discuss it. If you're Hispanic, go ahead.
I would think that with the sheer numbers that we've had coming into the fold, statistically speaking, I would have to, especially if they live where I think most of them live, I would have to think we've had a few of those happen already. But we just don't know because this little phenomenon, I mean, it's like, was it like 8 million guns in 3 months that were sold?
Yes.
So, I mean, that people like Lott, they do really good record keeping, but when it's coming at you that fast, it's like it's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
And so count the drops as they go by.
Yeah. I'm almost certain that's had to have happened in this amount of time.
Right. But if you're a Hispanic woman, or let's take it separately, either Hispanic or a woman living in Los Angeles, you're 10,000 times less likely to be granted a carry permit compared to if you live just over the border in Arizona or anywhere in the U.S. Take the entire, that level of discrimination, you can't finesse that. That's not subtle. And mainstream media won't ask the embarrassing question, hey, why are these people worthy of having a firearm everywhere else in the U.S. but not in your city?
The other question. Well, I mean, sooner or later, and I think a lot of these people are getting it, probably some of them have had an episode like Rick Ector's had or other people have had where they've been a victim of a mugging or somebody rolling up on them doing a hard robbery on them or something. And they know. And they've been told by their officials when they were not really checking into things, well, it's easier to buy a head of broccoli than it is, or it's harder to buy a head of broccoli than it is a gun. And then they found out that you can't order them on the Internet and Amazon doesn't ship them and that kind of stuff. So I would imagine there's a big we've been betrayed movement coming on, but right now we're getting ready to hit to the first break. How do they find you, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and from there it goes to Clash Daily and Ammo Land.
Clash Daily, where Doug Giles lives. Doug's very soft-spoken.
Shy.
Very shy, yes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse this evening, as I do on this afternoon. I'm still not used to this time zone. Time slot. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Okay, anyway. As we were saying.
It's amazing. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due. There are a large number of Democrat-controlled cities that rejected racism and grant concealed carry permits. Cities, you hear about them every day. Denver, Seattle, St. Louis, Houston, Chicago. Now, they had to do it under a court order. Rochester, New York. So it's really a case-by-case basis. We can't, I can't use a broad brush. There's some historical precedents that seem to drive that. But I did notice the Democrats are, it's the crazy season, and they're really lurching to the left. There's a public defender in Maricopa County. Think Phoenix. Right. That's where the population is. If I say the rest is desert, then the people who live in the suburbs are going to call me up and call me names. But, okay.
Oh, my.
Phoenix area. A guy used to be a public defender, Will Knight, very Democrat, running for county attorney, and somebody dug up an old social media post of him with an AR in his hands.
Oh, no.
And now everybody is, oh, my gosh. The guy could be, what, a Boogaloo boy? Not hardly. So we're trying to prove who's the most woke while we're driving. I mean, I can come up with pictures of politicians who come up and wear rifles, you know, when they say, see, I'm just like you, even though I'm not. Can we stop with the extreme prejudices here for a little bit? Getting crazy.
Well, you know, here's the first thing, and this is one of the reasons somebody came to me one time and said, why don't you run for office?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, listen, I would have to, the first thing I would do would be to confess to everything I've ever done.
Right.
Which in today's climate would mean that I would have exactly one appearance running for office.
Right.
But the thing is, and I mean, it is the best strategy to have. If you're going to run for office, you have to make sure that you have told everybody everything about you so that when something does come up, because it's going to come up, that team has already got something in place to respond with.
Right.
Now, if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to do that, like in the case of, say, Joe Biden, Joe Biden has been on parade for so long that, you know, we know everything he's done. I'm sure he'll say, no, I never said that. When you're saying, just blow the shotgun, you know, just shoot through the walls, shoot through the door, Joe, is that what you're saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. You're a liar. Let's go outside and I'll fight you, okay? I'll go outside and fight if you can remember that we're supposed to fight. Let's go. You go first there, Joe.
Do you remember where the door is?
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, but for all of these guys that are seeking office today, it comes down to a simple matter of, you know, we're held to a standard that nobody's ever been held to.
Because of social media, right?
Yeah.
We have a digital trail that never forgets.
Well, I mean, to get out there and look at this, what do we say to these guys? You know, most conservatives that went to college, before colleges became these great indoctrination centers, most of the guys that were, they came out of college as a leftist, or a classic, the limousine liberal, whatever you want to call it. But then they bought something and owned something and started something and built something, and they found out, hey, these guys want a slice of my pie for nothing.
Right.
So they shifted. So would we look at one of those guys that comes over to us and says, hey, Bill, hey, Rob, you know, I used to be anti-gun. But then I got robbed the other day, and I realized that I'd heard you write about it, or I'd seen you write about it, and I heard you talk about it, Bill. When something's happening, the cops are going to be a long way away, and plus, who knows if they're even going to come now. So now I'm going to start carrying a gun, and I'm going to reevaluate everything I've done in the past. Are we going to look at him and say, now you had your chance, and you get to die now? We hope you die. Die soon. Is that what we're going to do?
We say, God bless. How can we help? Because, as strange as it sounds, those people who were mugged, who were just scared to death by TV, I want them to get some classes. I want to get them to get some touch time with supervision. I had some guys the other day. They're carrying. They don't have their permits. They don't know how to present. I'm desperate to get them to the range because I fear that if they're ever, ever challenged, wow, their lack of knowledge, it frightens me. I want them to be great ambassadors for Armed America.
Yeah. That would be stupendous. But
you've had friends call you up, Bill, and go, what do I buy? Where do I go? How do I get ammo? Can I go with you? And your answer is, if you can get ammo, we'll go. You know, I got some I can loan you, but I can't loan you everything. So,
well, I mean, you know, this is people that are in that search today. There's some places that have some used guns. A lot of places only have the used guns that are like collector's editions or something. And plus the demand, like I saw a Glock 17 that had an FDE paint job. It had a threaded barrel, and it came with 5 magazines. And because it had all of those things, it was priced at $1,100.
Wow.
And they were like, and we'll get it. And I believe them. But, I mean, this is a... I know people want to buy guns. I get that. But this is a really bad time to have to buy a gun if you feel like you have to buy a gun, because you're getting sort of jacked around there.
Yeah, you're buying high.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Now, I was talking to Amanda Suffacool. She's running every firearms instructor I talk to is going, I'm running extra firearms classes. And I still can't keep up.
Okay. Oh, is that just? I tell you what. We'll explore that on the other side. Yeah, we'll explore that on the other side. Of course, Rob does the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, Forensic Look at a Real Gunfight. Check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats on trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
The president telling reporters at the White House those talks are going well. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the next coronavirus stimulus bill will have a three-part focus.
The focus is really about kids and jobs and vaccines.
The Department of Homeland Security is crafting a plan to deploy about 150 federal agents to Chicago. The Homeland Security investigations are set to assist other federal law enforcement and Chicago police in crime-fighting efforts. City leaders not being made aware of any specific plans, and the Chicago Police Department has no comment. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated. And it's getting worse.
With a majority of the focus on red states, such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress, the Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We were speaking with Rob Morse, and he just pointed out that a lot of people are trying to find classes to take training or start their training or something. Does that mean they're finding ammo to do the training with?
That is so catch-as-catch-can. That seems to be the rub right now. I'd like to go training, but often they go, could you give me some of your stockpile? You know, they have a buddy, because you can't get it in lots and lots of stores.
Yeah.
Even the guys who want to buy primers because they reloaded home?
Yeah.
The big manufacturers, Federal, Remington, who would be the third? I've forgotten. They're saving it to make components. They're not selling it piece at a time. That just brought that to mind.
Well, while I'm thinking about it, before you go off on this, for those of you that need 9mm ammo, you need to contact Ace Firearms.
Ah, great.
Yeah, because Roger Ward is a law enforcement supplier.
Yeah, now those are the locations that still have it. Although even the concealed carry ammo, typically hollow point, is hard to get,
and
unusually hard prices. You remember our friend Dick Heller?
Yes.
Out of Washington. Thank God for Dick Heller. He was the impetus behind the key lead plaintiff for the famous Heller case, that where for the first time the Supreme Court said, yes, there's a right to keep and bear, at least in the home. The law only applied to federal enclaves like D.C. Later, it was extended through the Chicago cases to the rest of the country, the rest of the states, actually, and therefore the rest of the country. Dick's been trying to get a gun processed by his police department. They say so many people wanted it. Well, he's been waiting since April for them to process his purchase permit. We're seeing similar things all across the country. In Ohio, northeast Ohio, city centered around Portage County, east of Cincinnati, they're now saying, well, okay, the police are required to grant your carry permit in 45 days, I believe. The way they dodge that is they say you can come in person and give us your application and your fees. We'll schedule that in 6 months. A week ago, it was 8 months. So it is climbing rapidly, and there's going to be a lawsuit. It's inevitable. And the way I found out about it is my firearms instructor friends in Ohio called me up and said, this is crazy. I get my students, they've taken their training classes. They found, as you mentioned, they found ammo. We trained them up. And now they're having to wait 6 months. The odd thing is, if your sheriff is busy, you can go to one of the adjacent counties.
Right.
Well, one of the issues that's coming up, of course, is these sheriffs have tens of thousands of renewals to process each year, and now we're adding this flood of new...
Wait, which state is this in?
This is in Ohio.
Wow.
Pretty pro-gun. It's just... And here's what I wonder. Is there a county risk manager, it might be a county health commissioner, who's dictating working conditions like you can only let two applicants in the office at a time, or they might say, in order to work around COVID, everything has to be online, except we still need to see you and get ID from you. There are workarounds. Other people manage. Let's put it this way. If you want a marriage application, a divorce application, you can get it much faster than that. So we're being singled out. There's going to be a lawsuit.
Let me say this about the whole COVID thing. I keep, I ordered some stuff, and I kept getting told, and I'm still being told, that it is due to COVID-19 that I haven't gotten it. That is a really convenient excuse. It's the same thing as these people that are dying of everything but COVID-19 that still get listed as COVID-19 deaths.
Right.
COVID-19 is a really convenient excuse to be lackadaisical. And in I think in some cases, especially like with this stuff that you're talking about, that a lot of these people are using that to, you know, just to be slow and to, go at a molasses pace. And it's sort of making me sick because they can enjoy this while they've got it, I guess. But, I mean, sooner or later, something's going to happen. It's either going to be a vaccine that most people won't take. Half of America takes a flu shot now. The other half will not. But as soon as the vaccine comes out, then they're going to have to make a decision. And I already know what my decision is going to be. I wear a mask if I have to go into a place that I want to go into. But after they come out with the vaccine and everything else, this is just going to be the flu to me, the bat flu stew.
Right.
And, bat stew flu, excuse me. And I'm not going to be sitting back. I'm not going to mask up for anything more than I would normally. So in South Carolina and probably in most states, it is illegal to go around wearing a mask. Those are laws that are already on the books.
I have seen some AGs come out and say, if you're carrying a gun, you can wear a mask.
Sure.
But I sure don't want to be the test case.
But I mean, what I'm saying is that, like in the state of South Carolina, you can't wear a mask if you're carrying a walking stick or a box of chalk. You cannot wear a mask in public normally.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's been that way since the ascendance of Antifa.
Interesting.
So that's been around for a few years. A lot of these things, I mean, Seattle has that law. They don't enforce it.
They don't enforce it.
Yeah.
Isn't this embarrassing where if you're an honest citizen with something to lose, a job, a house, a reputation, you can be put in a catch-22 where when you're a guy throwing bricks on the street, the law doesn't apply to you. You're not worth arresting. Wow.
I think that also is being noticed, though. I think there's a everybody right now is cruising around and they're touting all this, and you know Biden has a 25-point lead over Trump, and he's going to be the next president. And I mean, we're just supposed to forget things like the incumbency, and we've heard this before. We heard this with Hillary. Yeah, we've heard that before, and Hillary actually remembers where the car is parked. So, you know. I think the primary focus of most of this is to get Trump, and at the same time, the secondary focus is to condition us to not getting what we're used to getting. And I'm not going to allow the conditioning to take. Coming up on the next break, how do they find Rob Morse?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast, used to be called Politics and Guns. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Once a week, I get to join Bill here and talk to the ninjas. Thank you so much.
When we get back, I'll tell you something that started with some of the ninjas came to me and wanted to start this. So, I mean, I'll tell you about that when we get back. And we'll be right back. Cool. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wrong button. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I hate it when I push the wrong button. Talking to Rob Morse. He rarely pushes the wrong button, I don't think. I don't think I've ever caught him pushing the wrong button. But let me tell you about this thing.
Yeah. So you and the ninjas have a plan.
Well, they don't. It's not a plan, but it is pretty. It's pretty cool. So some of the ninjas, one out of Florida and one out of Georgia, have reached out to me, and I think Fernando is out of Florida. I'm not sure. Anyway, they're sending me their guns to test and video to shoot video review of them. Like Andy Hasek. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. He's out of Georgia. He's been in the Navy nearly 20 years. He sent me two Langdon Tactical Technology Elite Berettas.
Huh.
That are you familiar with Ernest Langdon and his work on the Beretta?
I know him by name and reputation. Never touched or seen one of the firearms.
I had messed with a Beretta when I was in the military, but it was it was a bone stock Beretta, and I wasn't impressed. And now I've gotten these guns, and I took them out and I shot them this past weekend, and oh my goodness. So I believe we're going to call this on YouTube. I believe we're going to call this Ninja Guns, and me salute them and pay the homage to them. Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it. And Fernando is going to send me the John Wick 3 gun. SDI Combat Master. So I think he's getting something done to it, and then he's going to send it. And we'll review that. And somebody contacted me today with another gun they want me to, or they're willing to let me use. It stuns me. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand why anybody would want me to shoot their guns, but golly gosh, I will.
Bill, this is a dream come true.
Yeah,
when you were a kid, I'd like to have people loan me their guns to shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out here and shoot them, and tell me what you think. Yes, you betcha, buddy. I sure will. you betcha.
Before we go to break, Dan will probably cover these. I just saw it and thought of them as great news. I want to end on an upbeat note.
Sure.
There was the couple in St. Louis who lived near the mayor. A crowd breaks into the gated community. They're standing on their property near their buildings. They're armed. And, oh, my gosh, they're armed in their cell phone videos, and it turns into a media sensation. Then the local DA, Soros-funded DA, goes, take their guns. Okay, they're never charged. A local gun store says, well, we can solve that. Here's some more ARs. Carry those till they sort this legal bill out. And now the governor of Missouri says, yeah, why don't you go ahead and charge them? Let's hurry it up, because I'm going to pardon them.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm sure that will elicit howls from the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats going out there saying, this is not law and order. This governor has superseded his authority. And he's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to make these decisions, except, you know, Obama used to do it all the time.
And on top of that, how do you take someone's legally owned property without charging them with a crime? That's straight out of a socialist banana republic.
Or it's a red flag order.
But then the cops have to at least tell you that and say, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I think if the cops actually thought that there was any legs to this, they would have taken those when they filled out that initial report. The protesters have already been back there to see them at least once that I know.
Right.
And now they have a private security firm out there, and those guys are just standing out there. And I hope they're a bunch of, like linebacker types, so that the soy boys are looking at that going, well, maybe not. That might hurt an awful bunch.
Right. They'll blindside somebody on the street, but the soy boys don't want to go toe-to-toe.
No, in a toe-to-toe fight, I've seen a couple of them go toe-to-toe with some people, and they just get blasted. I mean, if they weren't so obnoxious, I would feel bad for them. But because they're so obnoxious, I feel bad that they aren't more blasted than they are. Because sometimes there is an object lesson to be had if you push somebody to a point to where they're going to give you a good beating.
Right.
That's probably not politically correct. But I'm not going to bleep that one out. It is probably a good object lesson sometimes to absorb a good beating when you think that you are operating in a place where you're not subject to the law. That reminder is always welcome in my book anyway.
The law protects both of us.
Yeah.
So... Oh, speaking of, back to Virginia, with all the crazy laws who just took effect, I think, July 1, a judge finally said, yeah, okay, now I can act on it because now there are defendants who've actually been harmed. They can bring suit. The law in Virginia that said you couldn't own a handgun if you're between 18 and 20 years old. Well, what that meant effectively was you couldn't buy it from an FFL. You could get it through a person-to-person transfer, and the judge says, no, that can't be right. That's just it didn't meet the intended objective in the narrowest way possible. I'm going to issue a stay. Now we'll argue it out in court. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that judges in Virginia actually read the law, or at least to the Second Amendment. So that's fantastic news.
Yeah, I'm getting... That is good news, and I'm glad it's good news. But, I mean, as long as we keep sitting back and... These states that elect these regimes where they get out there and make these laws...
Right.
Leaving it to the judiciary is a really bad jump ball to be throwing up there.
Right.
Because they are not, I just don't trust them. I don't trust anything from traffic court up to the Supreme Court. I just don't. I'm sorry.
I agree with you, and we have to, well, we'll find out how motivated Virginia voters are. Now, this next election will be interesting. Their state government is not on the ballot. They elect state officials in off-year elections, except for, someone died ill, was removed.
Right.
But, yeah. We only have a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I saw this, again, great news. The Czech Republic essentially gave itself a Second Amendment in their constitution. And now the EU is all a Twitter. Oh, my. And I'm just sitting here going, suck it up, partner.
Czech Republic, home of CZ. Well, they got some good guns being built there. I know that much.
They do indeed. And, remember, these are people who looked at the Russian bear on their border for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. They know the deal. Yeah, no doubt about that part. I had not heard that. That's pretty interesting. I mean, it only takes, Bolsonaro did that in Brazil. And
right.
Now if they start to do it in Europe, it'll start to spread. That would be some good stuff. I could sit back and enjoy that. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Have fun with Dan.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Dan, he is up next. We're going to have our weekly recap from the Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. That is coming up next. So, hang on for a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.